Why this song on this album right now?
Well, first of all, we have a different arrangement on it, and I've played it all over the world, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, and people love this song. They always ask for it, and particularly that arrangement, because I realize it's been covered by a whole lot of people. I never intended to record that, but I get so many requests for it to be on a CD. That's why I did it.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon, the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
I really like how you mix up the sounds on the album. I mean, there's obviously it's blues, and there's a few straight up blues, but you've got some straight up soul on here, and you've got some gospel on here, and I just love how you mix up the album so it doesn't sound all the same from track 1 to track 15, you know?
Well, that's not a conscious effort. It's just the way I hear the music, and I just love all of that music, and I'm not partial towards not one. I like all of it. There's so much stuff I hear. If it sounds good to me, I'll do it. I will not bother with the song that I don't feel. I have to feel it. We like a lot of stuff, but a lot of stuff we shouldn't touch. I don't care how good we are. We all have our limits, and I realize that it's got to be me. And if it's not me, I don't want to do it.
Well, speaking of cover songs, you recorded a couple of Percy Mayfield songs on this album. And, man, do I love your take on Long As You're Mine. The way you use the piano in this song, too, and another of other songs on the album, it really adds to the sound.
Well, you can contribute that to Dick Sherman, who's a damn good producer. I love Dick. I have to give him a lot of credit for this CD because he helped me a lot with this. And Ario was definitely the right man on keys.
Talk about your keyboard player.
Ario, you know, he plays with Billy Branch.
Mm-hmm.
But before Billy, he played with a lot of other people. He played with Jimmy Rogers, Valerie Wellington. Oh, my God, so many people. To me, he's just a master. He's a master at what he plays. Every time I hear him, he's better and better and better.
Now it's never too cold in the winter, it's always nice in the fall, it's never too hot in the summertime, the weather's never bad at all, cause when you're with me, baby, you know the weather's always fine, all the time. I have no squawk about the weather, as long as we're together and you're mine, only mine.
Well, you mentioned the name Billy Branch a few minutes ago. The number of years ago, you had to take some time off from music, full time at least, to raise a family, and you've done that. And then you've said that it was Billy Branch and Lurie Bell, two younger guys, who sort of inspired you to get back into music, at least full time?
That's definitely is correct. I tell you, it was the year of 78, I believe. My wife and I, we were hanging out around blues bars, I don't remember which one, and I heard these guys, and I told my wife, I said, Dorothy, I'm going to put me together a blues band.
What was it about what Billy and Lurie were doing that you said that?
Well, the way they were doing the blues. See, to me, I'm very partial towards blues music. To me, I listen to that, and a lot of times it's repetitious, but there's a lot there is what those guys play. Blues music is actually hard to play. It's not easy to play. I struggle with it right today. And those blues guys would kick your butt with that music. I'm very partial towards blues music. And I'm never far away from it, even though I may put other stuff in it. It all came from that, and I was used some of that. For lack of a better word, I'll just say I slick it up a little.
Sure, yeah. No, that's a perfect word for that. And I've always loved Lurie Bell because he seems to put some feeling, some color, I don't know how to quite describe, into his, especially guitar playing, that...
It's original.
Yeah, yeah. Is that kind of what hit you?
The music itself, plus those guys. Yeah.
were talking off the air. I mentioned your brother Eddie, who gets talked about a lot. Is, you know, you and Eddie were both blues guys. Eddie gets talked about a lot in the blues world because he was prominent in the Detroit scene. He played with John Lee Hooker. But I'm just finding out that you have at least one other sibling who plays blues in Chicago as well?
Yeah, my brother, my oldest brother living now, Willie. He's like the third oldest brother. I'm 72, he's 76.
Well, could you give us a little bit of background about your brother, Willie?
Willie was the last to come to Chicago. The first to come was me and my brother, Doc. And they were both at the house here last night. Willie got off into music back in the 50s and 60s, and we played a lot in the 60s. On the west side of Chicago, he was playing bass. And he sang a little bit. And also he played with Eddie Taylor and Jimmy Reed a lot. He pretty much never did it like full time. He would do it like during the weekends and stuff. And then he worked for me a little bit at the restaurant for me and Dorothy, my wife.
What was the name of your restaurant?
The restaurant, the name of the restaurant was my nickname. My nickname is Mickey. My grandmother gave me that because she said as a baby I reminded her of Mickey Mouse, the way I move around the floor. But anyways,
I didn't know that.
But so all my nieces and nephews still call me Uncle Mickey.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you still get called that?
Yeah, all my nieces and nephews still call me that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my nickname, and I answer to it every time.
So what did you specialize with your restaurant?
It was a barbecue restaurant, you know, rib tips and chicken, hot links, and yeah, we had seafood and sandwiches.
What, was it recipes from back home?
Well, it was my, I don't know if it was back home, but I had a recipe.
Yeah, you came to Chicago as a pretty young guy, didn't you? Yeah.
I came here when I was 12, but the whole thing was always to try to keep that Southern taste. I never forget Southern cooking. Right today, I can eat something and it reminds me of it. And I made barbecue sauce for Labor Day. The whole thing is to try to stick with tradition, what I remember. I mean, we all have our likes and dislikes, but I just happen to be partial. I'm a hard man to please on barbecue.
Is there a special ingredient that you can tell us about, or can't you tell us about?
No, I could tell you what it is. I don't like sweet barbecue sauce.
Okay.
To me, Southern, the first barbecue I remember had more of a vinegary taste to it.
Southern has the vinegary taste?
Yeah, so you can still find that. Whenever I eat barbecue from a restaurant, I always look for that.
Blue.